So, what does your closet have in common with Mariah Carey? I'll tell you. It's an average morning. You've just woken up to the annoying sound of your alarm clock. Giving yourself a minute to wake up, you scroll through your Instagram feed, double tapping pics until you can't stay in bed any longer. With this fresh Insta inspo, you shuffle into your closet, ready to put on an adorable outfit and snap that mirror selfie. Except what really goes down looks more like this. You hastily try on item after item. Ugh, too tight. This looked so good in the dressing room. What happened? Why doesn't this shirt look as cute as it does on that girl from Instagram? Hashtag InstaFail. Suddenly, your floor is filled with more clothes than are left hanging in your closet. You've got nothing. So you just toss on the same outfit you always wear and begrudgingly head out the door. Well, it's time for a truth sparkle. I totally feel you on this all is lost moment. But like any good movie, your happy ending is hidden right there in your closet. Here are five real reasons you have nothing to wear. Reason number one, your closet resembles Mariah Carey's New Year's Eve performance, aka a train wreck. There was once some kind of organization, but now it's an overwhelming, jumbled mess of things that once filled your heart with glee. Instead, now they reside on the floor, stuffed into drawers and haphazardly slung over hangers. And just like Mariah, instead of channeling your inner sparkle, you, well, just give up and let sexy men carry you around the stage. Okay, maybe that part isn't so bad. Reason number two. Your closet is suffocated with clothes you never wear, like ever. Those clothes you bought on a whim but have never, like ever, worn because you have nothing to wear with it or just don't seem like your style. Those trendy pieces that need to go to a better home but you just can't part with. And the skinny jeans you're totally gonna fit back into this year. Your closet is stuffed full of clothes that never see the light of day. Oh, yeah, and then there's all the emotions, both good and otherwise, that bubble to the surface every time you meet. Reason number three, you've forgotten about the sparkly gems hiding in your closet. Like searching for your besties at a Beyoncé concert, your sparkly outfit gems can't be found due to the sea of suffocating fabrics. Oh, there you are. Oh, sorry, pardon me. I thought you were something else. Reason number four. Like the Babysitter Club books you had when you were a teen, you've totally outgrown your style or have no idea what your style is at all. Chances are you've been through many transitions in your life, graduating uni, falling in love, falling out of love, welcoming sweet little bundles of joy into the world, or mourning the loss of a precious angel, starting a new job, or saying goodbye to sweet colleagues, dealing with sneaky weight gain. Or celebrating that those last 5 pounds are gone. These transitions not only bring changes to your lifestyle, your dreams, and your mindset, they also bring changes to your closet. Maybe that rock chick phase that you went through after a breakup no longer resonates with who you are today. Maybe your body shape is different after having baby and your old clothes just don't seem to fit the way they used to. Maybe you are dressing for someone else and not yourself. Maybe you bought clothes on a whim, so nothing really goes together. Maybe you're still trying to find your style through trial and error. Reason number five, you're waiting on the wait. Oh, this is a biggie. Why bother with your closet now? Because you're going to lose like 20 pounds and then you'll have to buy all the things to make you feel fabulous. Seriously, this is the worst option ever. Imagine how much more productive and motivated you'll feel if you felt feminine and fancy now. Imagine how much better you would feel about yourself if you could swirl into your closet for a sparkly confidence boost after a little slip up, instead of being taunted by the clothes that remind you of everything you don't want to feel. That sounds so much better, right? Well, my gorgeous fancy friend, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be like that. Why don't you come on over and join my 5-day free New Year's closet cleanse? I'll be helping you break up with the clothes in your closet that are holding you back from achieving your big goals, stopping you from feeling like a true girl boss, and making you settle for mediocre. It's kind of like a juice cleanse, only way funner. There are already so many amazing ladies joining up, and there's room for you too. I'd love to see you there. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to email me, shelly@fromshellywithlove.com. Otherwise, I hope to see you over in our New Year's Closet Cleanse Challenge. Bye.